Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you Family Sanctuary, a show that inspires living the gospel message in word and deed within our families. And now, Family Sanctuary, with host Peggy Hartshorn.
Welcome to the Family Sanctuary, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. I'm your host for today's program, Peggy Hartshorn, Chairman of the Board of Heartbeat International that advances life-affirming pregnancy help around the world. And we have a subject to talk about today that is particularly interesting to me personally, because as you know, in the pregnancy help movement, part of our mission has been to advance what we call God's plan for our sexuality, chastity, before marriage, within marriage, between a man and a woman, and of course, the welcoming of children and how that all fits into God's plan for who we are as men and as women created in His image and likeness and people of dignity. And so that mission is so important to me and has been for all of my over 40 years in pro-life work. And today we are faced with such challenges to that plan that God had for our sexuality in our culture today. And today particularly, we're going to be focusing on what I'm going to be calling, for the sake of the program, for our topic, gender confusion. Gender confusion that we have just permeates our culture today. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman created in the image and likeness of God? And particularly with regard to same-sex attraction and transgenderism. And these are difficult, difficult subjects. If you'd like to know more about that, and how we can talk about this subject with our children and what they're facing out there in their schools, in their neighborhoods, among their friends, when it comes to these issues, then continue listening with us today, because I think we're going to have a fascinating program. Our guest to help us explore this subject is Catherine Wood. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks for having me today.
Catherine has been with us several times on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on the Family Sanctuary, and we have many programs in the archives with different subjects relating to chastity, because Catherine is an expert in this subject. She is the president of Relationships Under Construction, which is an organization that she founded that actually now teaches as much as we can God's plan for our sexuality in the public schools and in some private and Christian schools as well, under the curriculum Relationships Under Construction. And for over 20 years, Catherine's been doing this. I believe Relationships Under Construction has now taught over 380,000 children in at least 30 plus counties in the state of Ohio. Is that right?
Yes. And actually, that's not even counting another organizations that teach our curriculum that
partners
really add up to another 20,000 a year.
Fantastic.
So it is amazing. And we have several programs going on outside of state. And I say that not to brag, but just to say that God is doing amazing things.
Absolutely.
And we're able to teach about family in the public schools, and that's
and you
been
can't
really
say
amazing.
Those terms, of course, God's plan for our
no.
sexuality. You're in the public schools, but you right. go as far as you can in presenting God's truth is God's truth, whether
exactly.
we use His name
truth
or not.
Is truth.
Absolutely. And so we're going to explore with you what's happening in our schools. How do you talk to children about these issues? And then I want to focus a little bit, or quite a bit, if we can, on the Catholic teaching on, yes. on this whole issue of our maleness and femaleness. And how do we look at these issues of homosexuality and transgenderism? So, Catherine, tell us, what's the extent of the problem in the schools? You told me something as we were preparing for the program that was really shocking.
Well, do you know that we are seeing more and more young people that think that they are either gay or lesbian? And it is getting to be a situation that we must address all the time. We actually even made some changes in our logo recently because that was offending some kids. And you want to come in with a way of loving everyone so that they can hear what you say and not be offensive right
immediately.
Away.
Immediately.
Yes. So we have just been watching how we're saying things and doing things, and so that they can hear the message, because we know that when we teach about marriage, the principles of marriage apply to relationships. You know, wouldn't you want your partner to be kind to you? Wouldn't you want your partner to be honest and trustworthy? Mm-hmm. Those mm-hmm. principles apply to relationships.
Mm-hmm. And often in these unhealthy relationships, of course, those principles aren't there.
And that's what we hope that they will find out themselves.
Absolutely. Well, what about the numbers? Did you tell me that in high school, what percentage of kids might think?
Eighth grade, we are finding more and more, even up to as much as half of the classroom that thinks that they are lesbian or gay. Mm. And I really look at that and say, this is coming from something that they're learning in elementary school. I don't know exactly what that is, but you can tell by that time they have adopted some information that they've heard. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like the trendy issue right now.
Right. And of course, what is socially acceptable, what's politically correct. Right. They're seeing it on TV. Mm-hmm. They're hearing about it. So, let me give this caveat. Of course, this is not a comprehensive program today on this whole subject of gender confusion, same-sex attraction and transgenderism, even among children. But we're going to be focusing, Catherine wants to talk a little bit about, as you do in relationships under construction, how important the family is. Yes. And family values are. And we're going to be talking about how you as parents, you as families can guide your children to deal with this, whether they themselves may even have some of this confusion at some point, or they have friends or kids right. in the neighborhood who say to them, I'm gay, or I'm a woman trapped in a boy's body. Heaven forbid that they would have that confrontation right. and wonder, what do I say or do in this case?
And believe me, we do not have all the answers. We just don't.
We're exploring. We're trying to figure out how to deal with this. And thank you for doing that, Catherine, particularly in the environment you're in our public schools, where you are trying the best way possible to present God's truth.
Exactly.
In love. So you believe that it's really important for this to be discussed in the family, correct?
Definitely. I think that, you know, the family is the part where actually that main role of the family is to provide a safe place for mothers and children, for fathers, and to provide a place where a man can really protect his family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we look at that, and we look at happy families have some of the same characteristics. They provide a safe place. Morally, physically, intellectually, emotionally, and socially. It's what your program is, a sanctuary, the mm-hmm. family sanctuary, mm-hmm. which I love. There's protection in all areas. Mm-hmm. There's encouragement to be the best person that you can be. And then there's loving discipline to help children grow and mature into responsible adults. You know, we've lost a little bit about how do we raise a successful family? Well, we have to think the goal of raising a successful family is to raise successful citizens, that they are accountable for their actions, mm-hmm. and their mm-hmm. actions affect everyone around them.
Mm-hmm. And when our children come to us with these statements or questions or issues, or this is what my friend said, we have to be ready
right.
to have a safe place where that can be discussed
right.
and explored. Well, one of the things I think that's important we've already touched on it, truth is truth. And God's truth does not contradict reason,
right.
common sense, science. So what are some of the things you hear that children may say relating to thinking they may be homosexual or maybe they're trapped in the wrong body? What will they often say?
Well, they'll often say things like, "I think that I'm not of the same sex. I'm lesbian or I'm mm-hmm. gay." But you know, one of the things that we come back with and talk about in our lessons specifically is that during puberty and adolescence, hormones are often changing, and they're changing daily. Mm-hmm. And so they go up and down. You might have too much testosterone one day and too much estrogen the next day. And those hormones are just fluctuating. And so we encourage them that they do not make any decisions that, you know, really important decisions about who they are during adolescence, mm-hmm. because that those hormones are changing. And it really, even if you think about this, even well into our 20s, mm-hmm. There can be a lot of hormone changes and, mm-hmm. you know, fluctuations. Mm-hmm. And so if we try to make decisions, especially in middle school or high school, about our gender, then we're making decisions based on information that may be changing rapidly, you know.
And of course, the point is, as we talk to our children about this in terms of God's yes. truth, who we are as male or female is not our decision.
Yes.
You know, God made that decision when we were born
right.
male or female. And so
it's in our DNA.
It's in our DNA. Absolutely. And to perhaps say to children, you know, you are becoming the right. person you were created to be.
Right.
They're so confused about so many things in adolescence
right.
that I suppose with all of the negative effects in the culture, they would think. And it's always seemed to me, because as an adolescent, I felt I was not attractive to the opposite mm-hmm. sex. Other girls seemed a lot more attractive to the opposite sex. And now, today, the automatic conclusion would be, well, then maybe I'm gay.
Well, and that is very true. And sometimes they use that as a way to hide, you know, so that they don't have to be, you know, they don't have to say, well, I don't have a boyfriend. You know,
yeah.
I'm just not gay. Looking. Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing that I would like for parents to really, really hear is their young people need to know that people that really care about them would never pressure them into a decision about gender at this point in their lives. So that if somebody is pressuring them, they really need to say, does this person really care about me mm-hmm. or not? Because no one that really cares about them would ever push them in a direction like that.
And this is your whole point about relationships.
Yes.
What is a healthy relationship?
Yes.
You're not pushing the other person into something.
Exactly.
Well, do sometimes young people say, well, I guess I was born that way?
Well, they do. And, you know, it's very interesting. When people say that, there is so much research that is available on the homosexual lifestyle and its effects on people, that we know that they are not born that way.
All right. The research does not, secular yes, research does not support that.
Yes. People will say, experts show this information and experts all agree. Well, when anybody ever says that, it's time to stop and say, who are those experts and mm-hmm. where are they coming from? Because it is not true in this issue. There is no research that proves that you are born this way.
Right.
None.
Right.
And so when we hear that kind of stuff, we really need to question, where is that coming from?
And this is something certainly we can tell our children.
Definitely.
Because they may have friends who say, well, you know, I think mm-hmm. she was just born that way, or I think he was just born that way.
Not true.
Not true.
Right.
You had a website there, Catherine, that apparently you've shared this in your curriculum.
Yes, and I'm looking for my website.
Was it your genes?
It's my genes, mygenes.co.nz. Mm-hmm. Now that's real. I'll repeat that again. It's www.mygenes, GENES.co.nz.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give them information where they can see that experts, there is no conclusive evidence at all that this is a genetic issue.
Right. So, and it is interesting, because most people in the homosexual community or the lesbian communities really would prefer it to be that way in mm-hmm. reality, because their point is, this is just a choice. This
right.
is my choice.
Right.
And interestingly, as you and I were talking about it, if it is a choice, and it appears scientifically, yes, this is a choice. It's not a genetic destiny. You can choose, and then you can not choose.
Exactly.
So you can come out of that lifestyle,
sounds
so
like
to speak.
Fluidity to me. Doesn't it sound like that to you?
Well,
it's the strangest thing.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that in a minute.
Yes.
Is gender fluid? No, gender is not
right.
fluid. Maleness and femaleness
right.
is is part of who we were created to be, either male or female. Genesis is very clear about that, as well as a phenomenal amount of teaching. But it is interesting that that those who are promoting transgenderism would like to say that that's fluid, but they will sometimes say the opposite about homosexuality. So a lot of this makes no sense. It makes no sense scientifically. It makes no sense logically in terms of reason. It makes no sense in terms of Christian teaching. But it has somehow become politically correct.
And, you know, I'd just like to reiterate to parents again, if you have a child that, you know, you have a young boy that has feminine characteristics, or a young girl that has some male characteristics.
We used to say tomboy.
Yes. Really, they are growing through different stages, and they are going, they're working on maturing. Mm-hmm. They're not there yet. So allow them to be, you know, who they are, but don't encourage them one way or another, because they're going to change within the next few hours or days, or and realize that it is really hormonal.
Yeah, you know, so much of what children now think, well, maybe I'm gay, or maybe I'm trapped in the body of the other sex, is kind of normal insecurity about who I am when I'm an adolescent. Yes. Well, I should have reintroduced you, Catherine, a little bit earlier, but for those who are listening and didn't catch who our guest is today, Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction, which is a wonderful educational program curriculum that Catherine wrote many, many years ago. For over 20 years, she has been teaching in the secular environment as well as in some Christian and Catholic schools, a program to teach our children God's plan for our sexuality as well as we possibly can in a public school environment. Thank goodness you still have the freedom to teach some common sense and reason and science. And that's what I'd like to focus in now on a little bit too, Catherine, and share with our audience. You know, I love the beauty of the Catholic teaching on these issues.
It's amazing.
It is. It's so beautiful. And the church teaches that what we call the unity of the human person in body and spirit, that body and spirit is one. All right, the body-spirit unity. And so who we were created to be, again, as we said earlier, is not a decision that we make. Am I male or am I female? Am I attracted to the opposite sex or same sex? As if that were simply something I needed to look at and go through the pros and cons.
Mm-hmm. Really?
No, our body-spirit unity is part of who we were created to be when we were created male or female. All right. Mm-hmm. And so this is a gift from God, and people need to grow into and understand who they are as being created male or female, of course. And sometimes maybe we've created some pretty silly stereotypes for male and female, and have made girls who are athletic feel unfeminine, perhaps we have, or men who have an interest in art and music, somehow that's not masculine. Well, those are silly stereotypes, aren't they?
Exactly.
And perhaps they've caused people to wonder, you know, but there's a fullness of being female and a fullness of being male, and there's no such thing as being a woman in spirit trapped in a man's body, or a man in spirit trapped in a woman's body. It just makes no sense. I want to read a brief paragraph here from the statement on transgenderism from the National Catholic Bioethics Center, and we'll give their website at the end. But I just love the beauty of this brief statement. It's such a wonderful summary of Catholic teaching. It says, "The concept of gender transitioning stands in radical opposition to a proper understanding of the nature of the human person. It presupposes that there is a self that is separate from the body, which happens to find itself in a body and which might therefore be in the wrong body. Yet the human person is a full body-soul unity, not a ghost in a machine or a spirit inhabiting the body. A particular person does not have a body. He or she is that body. In the words of Pope St. John Paul II, quote, the human body expresses the person." the human body expresses the person. This is part of his teaching, of course, on theology of the body, that our body expresses something about God's plan for who we are. In short, a person's sex is manifested by the body in accordance with how the person has been created. And so it cannot be in conflict with any truer or deeper sexual identity contrary to that bodily sex. So I think it's important. And one of the things that the that this statement does touch on is that we're talking let me put it the other way. There are some very, very rare biological circumstances in which a person is born with ambiguous genitalia, that it's called. And that is very, very, very rare. All right. So that is a condition that the National Center on Bioethics, National Catholic Bioethics Center, also discusses in additional papers. So we're not talking about a genetic deformity or abnormality that happens to be very, very rare. We're talking about how God created us and what almost everyone experiences in their birth and growing up. So it's a beautiful plan that God has, but as so much in our culture today, that has been reversed, turned upside down. And one of the other points that I think is so important, and I think, Catherine, you talk about this when you're in your teaching, that you need to approach the children with love.
Definitely.
Yeah, you need to let them know that you care about them regardless, because if they know that you care about them, hopefully they're experiencing some of God's love, which they're not experiencing perhaps in their peer group, and they may be open to hearing more about God's love. Well, one of the things that I think is so important in our Catholic teaching is that the same article talks about accompanying people who think that they have some issue that needs some transgendering, let's say. They think that hormone treatment, surgery, using different pronouns, using different names, changing their dress will make them more of who they were created to be. This is a sad thing because, of course, these so-called treatments just do the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, they create more harm than good. So we must accompany these people who are truly suffering. They are confused. Mm-hmm. And they may be suffering physically as well as emotionally and psychologically. And there is help available. That's the good news. There are counseling programs. I believe, Catherine, you mentioned hundreds of programs,
right,
that you've researched on homosexuality,
right?
That can help provide hope and healing, and
definitely,
that's happening now with transgenderism as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, people who continue to say people will leave homosexuality. Sometimes they return to it, but just like any behavior, you know, we try to go on a diet and then we start eating the same way again. But they're not fake people or fake homosexuals. It's just people trying to become who they are,
who they
going
truly
to
are.
Yes.
And it may be a difficult struggle if you've gotten into behaviors or habits that have led you in. It almost like an addiction, not an addiction, but like an addiction, that a habit becomes a habit, and that's very, very difficult to change.
Right.
And of course, then you also have the rest of the culture telling you there's nothing wrong with this.
Right.
You know, so it's very, very difficult. Well, I think it's really important that with our children, in our families, we're able to help them understand the truth. Some of the points that we've drawn, Catherine, there is no scientific evidence to indicate that homosexuality is a biological destiny. It's not genetic.
Right.
All right. It is a choice, and a choice, it can be chosen, but it can be unchosen as well. Mm-hmm. and it does not make sense in terms of who God created us to be. So we have science. We have common sense. We have our understanding of our anthropology, who we are as people, and we also have our understanding of God's love, that we need to reach out in love to people who are so confused, this gender confusion, and be ready to have some help for them available, some referrals. I want to end. We've only got a little over a minute to go. I want to thank you first, Catherine, for being with us.
Thank you very much for
and
having me.
Phenomenal challenge you have in working in the public schools and even some of our private schools today. But I want to give two websites at the end, too. The website for the National Center or the National Catholic Bioethics Center is ncbcenter.org. Search for the word transgenderism for the little article that I was quoting from, and they have a lot of wonderful resources, also resources about help available in these situations. And also the website for Courage, the organization Courage, their website is couragerc.org. couragerc.org. And I was searching that a little bit in preparation for the program, and they have a link, actually, also, Catherine, to the information you were giving for the website, right. My Genes, right. Which has a lot of scholarly research on the same issues we were talking about. Is there scientific evidence for the fact that same-sex attraction is a biological destiny? Of course, the answer is no. That's in their resources section.
Right.
So we have lots of good resources for families to consult, people to consult who are facing these issues today. But it certainly is something that I think as families, we need to be prepared to talk about with our children. And thank you again, Catherine, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
So you have been listening today to The Family Sanctuary, a program of AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm your host for today, Peggy Hartshorn, and there are archives of our program at stgabrielradio.com. Our program is broadcast at 12:30 every Monday and again at 2 o'clock on Sundays. So please join us again to strengthen our families and make them sanctuaries of life as God intended.
Family Sanctuary is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Family Sanctuary with Peggy Hartshorn are available at stgabrielradio.com.